This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at the story coming out of Penang about how they will embark on a ban of plastic straws and other single-use plastic food and drink containers.
Yeah, that's right. So their chief minister, Chow Kon-yeol, gave local authorities the permission to execute immediately. They're committing to the cause. So the chief minister was quoted as saying, "If there's a need, whatever the proposal is, just do it, as we're doing it for the benefit of Penang and the Mother Earth." So he was quoted as saying that by a newspaper yesterday. I got to say, I'm beginning to rather, you know, enjoy this, what appears to be this brand of Penang charm, because it reminds me very much of my 75-year-old aunt who says, "Yeah, you don't like chicken feet, but just eat it because the collagen is good for you."
Right. Kind of just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Right. So Chow was saying about the outcome of the general election and how it demonstrated the public support for the state's green initiatives, adding that the local council was studying other steps and approaches that will contribute towards environmental conservation. Now, you know, I'm all for this, but I feel that in the implementation of just doing it, I can't imagine it being so straightforward. I imagine there might be some sort of implementation or teething problems about how this might be done.
Yeah, no, I can understand where you're coming from. I mean, we've seen so many of these where there's a top-down policy and then it's really messy in the execution and nobody thinks it through. But, I mean, if you think about it realistically, we're just talking about some straws, right?
How difficult, straws and plastics?
How difficult can it be to get rid of or just not use them anymore?
Well, when we think about, you know, Penang, they were the first state in the country to launch the No Free Plastic Bag campaign. And this was in 2009. And then other states, including Selangor, implemented it. But of course, you know, even quite recently, we saw a lot of pushback on the plastic bag campaign as well. I think it was the current opposition right now. It's going to be interesting to see how it's going to be adopted in Penang and what approaches that they will take.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what they may lack in sophistication, they certainly make up for with trailblazing efforts with environmental conservation policy-wise. But yes, you know, you will remember that it took us some time to get around the whole no plastic bag thing. And I, you know, I don't think I speak for myself when, you know, when I say that I am now an individual whose car is entirely filled with recyclable bags.
Absolutely. And, you know, you open the boot and there are a variety of colors.
That's right.
You know, it might be black, it might be usually bright green or yellow.
Yes, there is that. But, you know, there's also something to be said about our disposable culture, right? You know, it's evolved so much over the past few years. We're very careless with things like water, for example, with things like fast fashion. We use it, we trash it, we don't really think that much about it. And something as simple as a straw, and we have talked about not having straws before. It's such a tiny thing, and yet.
Yeah, and if this is going to be successful, it will be interesting to see how other states might adopt this policy as well. But we're going to find out a little bit more as we speak to the sustainability facilitator from Ecocentric Transitions. That's coming up shortly after this. Here's some music by the Beach Boys, "I Get Around." BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. We've been talking about how Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon-yeol gave local authorities in Penang, the initiative to execute policies on potentially banning plastic straws and other single-use plastic food and drink containers. Mm-hmm. We're now going to cross over to Nisha Muhammad Faisal. She's the Sustainability Facilitator at Ecocentric Transitions. Nisha, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Talk to us about whether we can really do this. Selangor's plastic bag ban took a lot of time before there was some behavioural changes in how we use plastics.
I would say yes, because like you said, Selangor took years. Selangor did it before Penang, you know, or Penang did it earlier, but it was styrofoam based. So what I'm trying to say is all these things did not happen yesterday. So it's kind of raised the awareness already. People are quite clued in to this plastic ban, single-use plastic ban, reduction of plastic straws. So it's something that's quite popular now. It's going around. So I think if Penang government were to, you know, take a stand and do it, they have a large reach and they affect policy, they affect business. they regulate the way you and I would, you know, live and consume in Penang. So, yeah, I think if they are consistent and they provide the proper support for people to transition away from single-use plastic and throw waste, you know, and they put measures in place that guide people through this transition, like, you know, education campaigns, providing containers for rent, or providing reusable metal straws, or making it even like, you know, buying by bulk and encouraging restaurants and shops to use them, I'm sure the migration will happen so much easier because he doesn't feel like a loss of convenience, you know, so the transition is softer as well. So I think, yeah, it's very possible.
Okay, so let's talk about Selangor's plastic bag ban for a bit. Now, that's been around for a couple of years. There have been disputes about the kind of impact it's had so far. How would you, as an environmentalist, gauge the policy's impact?
I think measuring impact is very long-term. It's very intangible. We are a very mixed bag of Malaysians, you know. It's a difference of language, it's the difference of the kind of food that we pack, it's the difference of where we are getting all these, you know, the source of our single-use plastic. So I would say the impact is there. At the minimum, there's an awareness. And you have, you know, groups that have come out of this, like the Zero Waste Malaysia and My Tatnak, the guys who talk about Tatnak straw. So they're very passionate. They've been running campaigns, they've been going to schools, they've been talking to people about reducing plastic straws and single-use plastic. They have even started, like, you know, there are retailers who do bulk buys, you know, there are people who are selling these straws, the metal straws, the glass straws, the bamboo straws. But, you know, their reach is very small. As small organizations, as a group of people collaborating, is still very small. So if government were to support them and to mainstream them, yeah, I think adoption rates will increase, the impact will increase over time. So the fact that Selangor took a stand, Penang takes a stand, it encourages these little pockets of NGOs and people working together to spur the movement even further.
Right, but there's so much more we can do and much to be desired. What have we been lacking in our implementation of waste management policies that have kept us from achieving bigger success?
You know, the way we consume plastic today is like the plastic company is paying our vendors to give away plastic. It's so available. It's so ready. And I think we need to change our behavior and perception towards this convenience. And, you know, it requires behavior change from a young age. It requires exposure to what's available in replacement of the single-use stuff. We're talking about making all our waste management companies and the operators and the contractors integrated in the policy and the systems and the way we govern waste management. Because if you look at it at the end game, if the plastic waste, or any waste for that matter, gets captured in the waste management supply chain, it ends up in landfill at best, you know, which means there's a lot of things in terms of resources that could be recycled that do not get recycled because at the source, at the point of you and me, we are not separating our waste. And then you also have a bunch of different types of plastic that is not recyclable. And all that just ends up in landfill. And land is expensive.
Yeah, sure. And I guess there's a bigger picture that Malaysians need to see because there are benefits, right, to be had from just simple habit changes.
Yes, I think if we look at it from a bigger picture, looking at it from the context of, you know, land loss, the context of how much energy we put in trucking waste to landfill, how much can be recovered for recycling, you know, whether we can look at combustion as a solution, whether we can look at renewables, recycling the item into something new as a solution. So there are technologies that we can put in place. There is the streamlining of our waste management companies and policies and enforcement. There are municipal councils at the level of which our suburbs are governed. They can have a more active role in the way we recycle and collect our recyclables. So there's a lot of things that can be done. You know, in countries like the UK, they're even going as far as banning, you know, the plastic cotton buds. And all around the world, different governments are actually looking at, you know, 2030, 2025 as big milestones to reduce plastic as a nation. So it is happening. So if we want to be global citizens, we need to be looking at that. And, you know, behavior, simple things like when somebody smokes, they flick their cigarette butt and not think that that's actually a wad of plastic going down the drain and clogging up a larger system. These kind of behaviors need to change. And we need to have policies, we need to have a consistency in the way we govern and speak and use and consume and be Malaysians.
Well, Nisha, thank you very much for joining us on the program and for your thoughts. That was Firdaus Nisha Muhammad Faisal, Sustainability Facilitator at Ecocentric Transitions. If you have any thoughts about using plastic or, you know, just call us at 03-7710-9000.
Yeah, and I mean... Let me know as well if you have managed to get on the steel straw bandwagon, because you know one of our colleagues, Janie, gifted me with this lovely straw, and it looks really cool and it's made of metal and everything.
Right.
You know, it comes with a little brush and you can, you know, and I've carried it in my handbag from the day she gave it to me. I've never ever used it.
Right, and you keep using the
plastic
straws.
Just keep on forgetting that it's there. Mm. It's not habit forming. So yes, no commitment on my end. I'm going to have to admit that. But yeah, share your experiences. We'd like to hear from you.
03-7710-9000. In the meantime, here's some music by Fatboy Slim. Praise You, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.